Are you sick of hearing you don't have enough experience to get work? Visit iPath.com to get the first part of our auto damage certification for free. Hello and welcome to the Independent Adjuster Podcast by iPath. My name is Chris Stanley, and we're here to help you figure out how to get work in this industry and ultimately how to claim your life. All right, so today on the podcast, I'm joined by Mark Passmore. And if you don't know, Mark Passmore is my mentor. He's also my father-in-law. So I have to talk very nicely about him while we're here live. But he's the reason I'm in this industry. He's the reason I know how to write auto damage estimates, period. I had no clue about it before him. And long time ago, he's been in IA for, I think it's over 15 years now. But before that, he worked at a body shop. And so I wanted to ask Mark some questions about being a body shop estimator and whether it's as closely aligned as I believe it is to writing estimates as an auto damage appraiser or adjuster, and kind of figure out who's a right fit for that type of job. So Mark, welcome to the podcast and thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me and excited to be here and be part of IAPath finally after all these years.
We roped him in, guys. So we actually brought him on as staff to help kind of tackle some new projects we're doing, helping people who want to transition into being body shop estimators to be able to do that. So Mark, how long have you been being an IA for real? Is it 15 years or is it longer than that?
I don't know how many years, but it started clear back in 2008 when I left the body shop as a body shop manager. Yep. So 2008.
Yes. 15, 16 years. Yep. Right. Wow. But how long were you in the auto repair industry at a shop, you know, repairing vehicles prior to that?
Started in 1983 as a helper. I was in high school and I would work there after school. And just started out there. I was working in a restoration shop, and I went right into being a helper and helping the guy write estimates not too long after that. And back then, we was still writing estimates out of a book, no computer yet. So it was the very beginning of the computer, but we was actually writing out of Mitchell book still, or motor book, sorry.
Wow. That so you've literally been in the auto damage space longer than I've been alive. I was born in 85. You started in 83. So this tells you the type of expertise we can get from someone who's been in the industry that long and been through so many different roles. So Mark, kind of walk us through quickly. What was the sequence? You went from helper to helping with estimates to what?
From there, I went to, from helper to doing body work and into paint work. So I was, most shops, you're either one or the other. There's not very many shops, even back then, that you was a body man and a painter. Some you did, but not very many of them. They there was a clear definition there of one or the other. And then from there, I was a body man painter for a very long time. Didn't switch over until probably, 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s, I switched over and went and became a body shop estimator. And that was very short lived. And then I went right into managing shops.
And you actually owned a shop too for a while.
Yeah, I was a partner at a decent sized shop for about a year and a half. Stepped into that after I managed a shop for about 6 months, and then stepped into that to be a partner. And partnerships are just a tough situation. People have different views, and people are people, and it's just it's just a lot of abrasion there. So it just didn't work out. And then from there, I went into
You went the whole gamut. You went from body shop helper to owner, manager, and I believe you even won some awards as a body shop manager, right? Like running the shop?
Yes. After I was an owner for the year and a half, I went to work for a Chevrolet dealership in Fayetteville, North Carolina, that was owned by Penske Group. And the second year I was there, I won a most improved body shop from year over year with Penske. And it just was a real nice trip for me and wife, Teresa, going out to Vegas. And I mean, it was a big deal.
That's super so cool.
Neat. Yep.
So you've done it all. You've been an estimator. You've managed estimators. You've owned shops that had estimators. And then you transitioned to being an IA. So really the question I'm wanting to get down to today is like, what makes being an estimator great? Because it's each position in our industry, whether you're an IA, you're a staff adjuster, you're a body shop estimator or a painter, there's different people that are better fits for certain roles. So let's talk about why someone might absolutely love being a body shop estimator. What are some of the key things that when you're an estimator and based on what you know about being an estimator that you found were people's favorite?
The group of people at a body shop are just a different group of people. I mean, they're laid back, fun loving, and they mean just participating in the world, and they just get along, most of them, really well together. You do things after work. They're lifelong friends, most of them. So I mean, it's just a great place to work. It's laid back atmosphere a lot of times. It can be hectic if you're in a busy shop. I mean, there's a lot going on, but there's still a lot of interaction and going along your day too. And you'll start your day out at 8 o'clock and end at 5, and it's a blink of an eye. It's over so fast because there is so much to do, and you're having a good time at work. But
the camaraderie is one of the biggest things.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
So if you are someone who loves people, you might want to seriously listen to the rest of the podcast and think about becoming an estimator, because you're a people person and you like that kind of interaction with the same people over and over. That would be a huge plus. What are some of the other things that you've seen other people or yourself enjoy about being a body shop estimator?
Just the financial stability of it. I mean, it's not, a lot of them are not 7 days a week. A lot of them, if you get into a dealership body shop, it's 5 days a week. So when you go to work, you're working. And when you're done, you walk away from it and don't pick it up again until the morning. So, you mean, it's a clear separation of work and home. So, you mean, that's a great advantage too. And the financial stability of it and the benefits is just, you mean, most times if you're in a big, larger shop, it's amazing.
So, and especially compared to being an IA, because as an independent or business owners, it's a roller coaster. So you're saying like, hey, no, you got a check coming. You know, that's happening. You're not sitting there stressing. And as an IA, we tend to bring homework all the time. Like I say, instead of working 9 to 5, I would work 5 to 9, 5 in the morning to 9 at night to make my IA career work. Yeah, that's the hours I worked as an IA, and sometimes till midnight or 2 in the morning. Like it was nonstop. And like you said, there was no turnoff. It's like, that is your life. It's integrated all the way with your family. It blends together. It's like, no, I can't go to that wedding on Saturday because I have these claims to close or whatever. It tends to do that if you don't set up clear boundaries and you're really good at that. So for some people who struggle with keeping strong, keeping clear boundaries, being a body shop estimator might be a good fit, because no, you literally can't take it home. You don't.
Yep. Absolutely. And it's, me starting out too as an independent adjuster, it was the same way. And that's when I left the shop and went into independent adjusting in 2008. We just sold everything, moved down to a boat, and started up an independent appraisal company, our own company. We wasn't working for nobody. And I used the contact that I had from the body shop to get claims on the East Coast of North Carolina. So, the problem was, me starting my own company right out of the gate. We had contacts, but we wasn't getting enough claims to make that work. So from there, we went into working for a regional company and was managing it for them, and it, that took off really well. And you mean, like you said, at that point, you mean the, if you don't manage your time well at that point, it can go a lot longer. So, and we definitely encountered that. So, but yeah, you got to have a clear definition, sure.
So let's dial it back a little bit and go, okay, so you're an estimator. We've had other graduates go on to be estimators and then come back to being an IA. Is being an estimator similar to being an IA in the sense of what we do, you know, writing estimates? Is it really as similar as what it seems to be? Or is there some nuances and differences that people should be aware of?
It's very similar, but it is different too. And the difference is, being a body shop estimator, you've got to be more detailed oriented, and you've got to write a deeper estimate than what you're writing as an IA. For the fact that, you mean, your goal is to get that estimate as absolute close as possible. So when it comes into the shop, that body man tears that car down, and he's got the majority of the parts to go ahead and not have to pull that car back out and write a supplement on it and wait for those additional parts to come back in. And that's a time killer for a body man. So your job is to get that estimate as accurate as possible the first time, to where once it pulls in the shop, it doesn't have to go back out for another supplement, which you're always going to have a supplement. You can limit that.
Right. How much it delays the repair is how extensive the supplement is. If you tear it apart and suddenly there's a frame rail bent that the estimator missed, that it is an IA is kind of like a common scenario, because it's not tore down. You can't see the frame rail completely, and it gets to the shop. Oh, the frame rail's bent. Well, that's a shock. Do a supplement. But to the body man, if the estimator doesn't catch that, it like conks out the whole production line, because there might be a total loss. We don't know if we can fix this car. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What would you say, if someone was already in the IA space and they're thinking, okay, I think I'm going to become a body shop estimator, what do you think their biggest challenges, opportunities, and obstacles are going to be transitioning into that side of what we do?
The biggest obstacle is changing your mindset of trying to dig deeper and look longer at that car to get the more detailed parts and the more detailed infrastructure and the more detailed as far as if there's any mechanical damage, or that's the hardest thing to look for when you transition from an IA into a body shop, for sure.
I think a lot of people don't realize, and I didn't really put a lot of thought into it until we started thinking more about helping body shop estimators and started talking more about this, is an IA, or any adjuster really, is truly writing an estimate. We guesstimate it's going to cost $10,000 to fix, but we really have not as near a clue as what a shop does. When a shop brings it in, they tear it down. They aren't writing an estimate. They are writing, once it gets to the shop, a repair plan. This is the plan to fix the car, which is very different than just saying, like, if a customer drove the car in, how much is it going to cost to fix my headlight? Well, I think it's going to cost about $450, but if something else breaks, it might be a little more. No, that's not a repair estimate, because it's just an estimate. But when it goes in after an adjuster to get fixed, now that estimator is actually writing a repair plan. And so I think that's the biggest shift for me that I realized, was like, wow, that's a totally different ball of yarn. And I think there's why there's so much friction sometimes between the adjusters, appraisers, and the estimators and shop technicians, is it's apples and oranges on some level, because a IA or an adjuster is going to look at it for 20, 30 minutes in the field, not be able to tear it down. And then the tech and the estimator live with that car for a month to make sure that car is fixed right. Is that kind of what you've experienced being on both sides? Is like that difference of mindset is repair plan versus estimate?
Oh, absolutely. And it's, I mean, the friction, a lot of the friction between body shops and independent adjusters is that the body shops don't understand what restrictions and that the adjuster is held to what they can't write. So that's a lot of the friction that the body shop estimators don't understand. And like you said, it's going to be a lot of times if you get a harder hit that's towed into the body shop, I mean, you've got the luxury of getting that car tore down by a body man and going over that with that body man to get your scope notes together where you can write that detailed estimate. Now you're still, as body shop estimator, you still are going to write some vehicles that are come in that are drivable cars, but you may have the opportunity to pull it in, get it up on a lift or whatever, and just, you've got the opportunity to look at that car harder. Look for that more detailed damage. I mean, if you see something by eye in a drive-in car, but you can't get it on your photo, write it anyways. Take a photo of where you're looking at and write it. And at that point, because you know when that car comes in and you're repairing that vehicle, you are going to tear that car down and you're going to have an invoice to back that up of what you're repairing or a further picture later down the road. So you mean you can write more things at a body shop estimator than what you can write as an independent adjuster, for sure.
Yeah, that's a good point, because for us as adjusters and appraisers, we're having to write only what we can prove, because every time we add something to an estimate, it results in dollars being written out of a checkbook that may or may not come back. And so if it is any doubt in it at all, we're not allowed to write it. But as an estimator, you can write what you estimate it's going to cost because you believe that radiator is cracked or you believe there might be interstructure damage you can't identify in this drivable vehicle. And that doesn't come back to haunt you the same way if you have to adjust down once it comes in for repair. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's, I mean, you don't want to really anticipate it, but you mean you're seeing the damage there. You can see bent fins. You can see dripping fluid. You're going to go ahead and write that on your estimate. And at that point, because once it comes in the shop, because most times, most shops, I mean, there's so many direct repair programs out there that most of these estimates that come in is going to be at a direct repair program. You are going to write that initial, it's going to go back to the insurance company, and you are going to write the supplement when it comes back in, it goes back to the insurance company. So, I mean, if you write something on the front side that it didn't need, once it comes in, it's tore down, you're going to do that negative supplement to take that off in it when you do your complete supplement when it comes into that tear down. So, yeah, it's definitely the control from the independent firms is not there. And it's just a lot more of a freer area, like you said, to get that repair estimate. Yeah.
Awesome. Last question, and then I'll let you get out of here on this episode. But if someone was an IA already writing estimates, they're like listening, their ears are perked, they're like, oh wow, this might fit me because I need a more consistent income. I need a stable situation. And you know, I need that stress off of me as being a business owner because I'm working late at night or I'm not getting enough work. Does that skill set truly transfer for people? Will that transfer for them if they've already gotten certified, they're already writing estimates? Are they going to walk into the shop and feel inferior, or are they going to feel like, no, this is what I do, it's just a little more detailed?
They're 100% going to feel, this is what I'm going to do. You mean, I can do this. I've already got the training. The training is, you mean, extremely similar. It's the same training. It's just, you got to look at it deeper. You got to think more detailed oriented. You got to think about getting that car out the door and giving that body man everything they need to get that vehicle repaired. It's a different mindset than just writing an initial estimate and worrying about the supplement down the road. Totally different atmosphere. But yes, they can 100%. It's an easy transition. It's just, you got to switch that switch in your brain to think differently about it.
Awesome. Well, you guys who are listening and watching, we do have an estimator path now available at IAPath. You can head to IAPath.com. And basically, they're just like we do on the IA side, where we help you find work. We train you on the skill set. We teach you how to do the job. But then we help you get work on the IA side. We also help you get work on the estimator side. So if you've already been through our program, or you've been thinking about going through our program, but an estimator feels like a better fit to you, head over to IAPath.com, contact us, give us a call at 844-4-IPATH. Let us know. We'll connect you. We'll figure out how we can transition you in the path if it need be, or get you started walking down this path correctly. So, Mark, looking forward to having more conversations about being an estimator and helping people figure out if it's the right fit for them.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity to sit in. And I mean, thanks for the opportunity to be in part of your path finally. I mean, totally enjoy it.
It's exciting. It really is. All right, guys, get out there. Keep walking your path and claiming your life.
Are you dreaming of a career in auto damage, but find yourself not meeting the experience requirements? You can try the first part of our 7-part auto damage certification for free. This allows you to dive deep into auto damage training with no strings attached. And if you love it, you can continue on and purchase the full program. With this certification, you gain not just in-depth knowledge and skills, but also an all-access pass to our exclusive community, a full year of mentorship, and yes, get the 2 to 5 year experience requirement waived with over 40 firms. Your future in auto damage begins today. Visit iPath.com to start your free trial and discover where iPath can take you. iPath, claim your life.